We pray, Lord God, renew us by your Spirit. Amen. A new year, a new semester. So what's new about it? Is ILC new? Is Eau Claire or Wisconsin or the USA or the universe? Are you new? Consider some definitions for the word new. Number one, not existing before. Yes, we can say that the year 2012 never existed before. Number two, seen or experienced recently or now for the first time. Okay, this is the first experience we've had with the year 2012. Number three, reinvigorated, restored, or reformed. Well, I'm not so sure about this one. The whole idea of New Year's resolutions is based on the belief that somehow we get a fresh start when the clock strikes 12 on New Year's Eve. This is seen as our big chance to make significant changes in our lives. Yet, usually our lives continue on as before. The fact is, we are essentially no different today than we were yesterday. True, there are some new things about our lives. We may be a quarter of an inch taller or shorter than last year. We surely must know some things that we didn't know last year. Perhaps we are beginning a new relationship that we did not have before. However, we, the real we inside, are the same. Unless God has made some change, something that has made us new. Has something happened in your life so that you are not the same person that you were before? As if the new you did not exist before? As if the new life you now have is being experienced for the first time? As if you are reinvigorated, restored, or reformed? Hear the words of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Most of us cannot recall when this happened to us for the first time. For most of us, it happened at the time of our baptism. That's when you became the new you. The reinvigorated, restored, or reformed you, the you that never existed before. Yes, the body is the same. I've baptized many babies. Some of them slept through the baptism. Some cried. One stared right at me. However, I never saw change take place in any of them. But of course, it's not something that you can see. The change is not physical. It is spiritual. The new creation that the Spirit is talking about in our text is inside. It is the creation of a new man. This new man never existed before. It is new. We were all conceived and born in sin, having only the old Adam. We were enslaved to sin in heart and mind. So complete was that slavery that we didn't even realize it. Down to the very core of our being, all was sin. Desires, thoughts, words, actions, all driven by sin. That was the old you. But along came God. He wanted you. He sought you out, found you. He directed his servants to baptize you. And by the gracious working of the Holy Spirit through water and the word, you were made new. Washed clean of all your sins, you became a new creation. Old things passed away. All things became new. Do you remember? Of course not. Most of us can remember only the new us. However, we do have remnants of the old us. The old Adam still lurks within these bodies. It prowls around, attacking us here and there, time and again, trying to regain control. But thanks to the vigilant working of the Holy Spirit through word and sacrament, this does not happen. All things remain new. So it is that we see everything in a way that is new and different from the way the world sees. The old way was, as Paul says in Galatians, the way of sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strifes, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. The new way is the way of faith, the way of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. We see all things through the eyes of God. Thus, whatever we lay our hands on, we see as a gift from God and something to be used to His glory, not ours. Every person we see is seen as one for whom Christ died, whose sins are forgiven, who has been reconciled to God, who needs to know about it. In this school, we see one another as fellow members of the body of Christ, destined for eternal glory. So for us, all things are new. So is there any newness in 2012? There is in this way. Every day, we put off the old and put on the new. We put off the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts, and being renewed in the spirit of our mind, we put on the new man, which was created in the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. As often as the forgiveness of sins is declared to us, so often are we renewed. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. We pray, God, grant unto us daily renewal through your word and sacrament. Amen. We close with hymn 417, verses 2 and 4.